which of course did not make the accused male a criminal, his drunkenness was deemed irrelevant. He tried to transfer to another school after being expelled, but his acceptance was rescinded because of Occidental's decision. He's now suing Occidental, and I hope he'll win. Now imagine yourself at Duke University, home of the infamous Duke lacrosse rape fraud of 2006, which was mentioned, in which the university's president, the administration, much of the faculty, and the media formed themselves into a guilt-presuming rush-to-judgment mob, bent on ruining the lives of three innocent young lacrosse players who were falsely accused of a brutal gang rape that later was proved to be a total invention. 11 years later, the fates of any accused Duke students are in the hands of people such as Sheila Broderick, Duke's, quote, gender violence intervention services coordinator, end quote. Ms. Broderick has asserted that if campus disciplinary panels, and I'm quoting again, say he's not responsible, you and I know that he's responsible. And that's, at the end of the day, all that really matters, end quote. In other words, according to this powerful Duke official, all males accused by females are guilty, no matter what the evidence. The University of Wyoming has an interesting official definition of sexual assault in its disciplinary code. Quote, anything less than voluntary, sober, enthusiastic, verbal, non-coerced, continual, active, and honest consent is sexual assault. By that standard, having sex even after clear assent that is less than enthusiastic or nonverbal or not quite continual or apparently enthusiastic but later said to be insincere is by definition sexual assault.